sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
There's a band that covers Ozzy. And, damn it, I can't remember the name of them all of a sudden. It's my buddy Chris Cotero's band, but the lead singer is unreal. And he was up at Chris's wedding last week, and he did a couple things. It's just creepy. He looked so many. You know how he found out he should do Ozzy? He did the impression a little bit, but he went to a Halloween party dressed as Jack Sparrow. And when he walked in, somebody goes, "That is the single greatest Ozzy look I've ever seen." And he's like, "Oh." And he went and he took the bandanas off, and he kind of adjusted a little bit. And he was Ozzy that night, and people went nuts. Started singing, so he started a band. They're awesome, and I can't remember. It was in my head right as we started the break. Now I'll just call them No More.
Something
Tears.
Sabbath.
That's not it, no. They're great, though. And it's a crazy train. It's awesome when they do it. So, there you go. You got that. Eric's out there this morning. Camelback Hyundai Kia. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. 15th Street and Camelback is where they all are. And hanging out at the big giant tent sale. What's the matter?
Something Sabbath is actually a pretty good
Something
cover band
Sabbath
name.
Is a great name. Yeah, Suddenly Sabbath. Starring Brooke Shields.
Good work. Hey, are you going to go see Something Sabbath?
You have to understand I'm under a lot of pressure. I just got an email from a guy named Jason who goes, "What up, man? Just recently moved to Texas to film a new show for the Discovery Channel, and all the radio stations here suck ass. No one's funny. We don't get to listen to the radio much because we're filming, but when we do, I tell everybody that Arizona's got the best morning show around, so we're listening to you right now. Don't screw this up, man. You guys rock. Put your big boy pants on. Put your big boy pants on. All right, well, hello, Texas and the Discovery Channel. If this goes south, you can all go f*** yourselves. You put too much heat on me. Can't take that kind of garbage. F you, Jason. Discover this. Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only Brady knows. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
A couple of Thursday fun facts. Most kangaroos are left-handed. So if you get into a boxing match.
Southpaw.
Or southpaw. Yeah. So you could, there's a good chance of a headbutt, and also you're stepping on each other's toes. Because if you're conventional.
You're lucky to step on a kangaroo's toes if you can.
Oh, yeah, they're very quick. Footwork's amazing.
I keep away from sweeping the leg.
There was a video yesterday of two kangaroos actually fighting. And they do kind of take a boxing approach. A little bobbing. Kind of like watching that. But so they're almost always left-handed.
Yep.
So they lead with it. They're going to have a lead right jab. They're coming at you, so you want to duck that. You want to get up under that. They don't have a lot of room to protect the head and face. So,
and I think you would want to get
T-Rex arm.
You don't want to get inside them. They'll win a phone booth fight. Kangaroo will kick your ass in close quarters.
Because they
can keep your distance.
They can rope a dope with their tail.
Yeah, yeah.
Bow back on the tail and then go right in.
And also kick you about 48 yards away with one move.
If it's a Muay Thai match, then you're
that's illegal if we're boxing. Yeah, if we're no holds barred in an MMA cage, I'm not getting
come on, ref.
Yeah, come on.
Keeps kicking me.
He's jumping up and kicking me. It's not punching. Suffering suckage.
There's a word to describe half a decade or 5 years. It's called lustrum.
Oh,
that sounds like
something that leaks out of
you. Yes, yes. Sounds like baby water.
It's in chips.
Lick off the lustrum.
Would you like my lustrum?
The lustrum can still get you pregnant.
The Beatles mention a walrus in three of their songs.
Really?
Coo-coo-choo.
Well, we know one.
I am the walrus.
Right. Oh, and John was the walrus in Told You About the Strawberry Field.
Glass Onion.
Glass Onion, that's it. I don't know the other one.
You got the guy. I
don't know the other one.
Come Together.
Ah!
Oh, that's right.
The most abused social security number ever is 078-05-1120. It's been used in fraud by over 40,000 people.
I thought that LifeLock guy's
he's getting hammered.
Number was the one.
It still belongs to Hilda Witcher, who was the secretary at a wallet company. And in 1938, they were rolling out some new wallets. Hilda's boss wanted people to see. This was the first time
what,
they
it
were rolling
like
out
fake cards.
The cards. Yeah. You can see them in there. So they put hers in all the wallets on the counter. Tetanus isn't caused by the rust on rusty nails. The
not
rust,
according
just,
to my mom.
The rust.
What? Wait a minute. Explain
anything
that.
Rusty, you was gonna had to go get a tetanus shot.
How many tetanus?
Oh yeah,
probably
really?
Four or five.
Didn't have to puncture your skin. Like you just touched rust and you'd have to go get a tetanus shot.
I don't know if I touched it, but yeah.
If it got into your system. But really, the rust just provides a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria that causes.
By the way, I was technically kind of right in not knowing the name of the Aussie cover band because it's called I Don't Know.
Hey.
So my not knowing
so close.
Actually paid off in saying, oh, I forgot their name. I don't know. I don't know. I said that twice. It's I don't know. That's the name of the band. I'm an idiot. Thank you, Marty.
If you're into the champagne and you want to get the biggest buzz, the first glass of champagne gets you drunkest the quickest, has the most bubbles, and the bubbles force your body to absorb the alcohol faster.
Oh. Burp, so you need to, so what you want to do is guzzle the bottle
first
of champagne.
Hit.
Just no, just take it by the take it through the bottle. I'm not a champagne guy. That's the one alcohol that gives me a miserable headache immediately.
Yep.
A new survey asked people under 40 if they could only keep the phone app or the messaging app. Which one would they want?
Messaging.
Oh yeah,
73% pick texting over calling.
Yeah. Nobody likes calling. By the way, speaking of champagne, Brady, have you done the submarine?
Oh.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago. You take
No, I haven't.
Your eyes have moved left like you're going to make
I've forgotten about the
glaze.
You forgot about submarining. We put the pressure on you in one day to get two bottles of champagne and the ice, sit outside that hot tub of yours.
Yeah.
Pour it all over that wife. Get down there. Submarine. Dive. Dive.
Well, XO the champagne part of me threw me out. I was just going
to.
I didn't want to spend money on the champagne.
Buy the cider. It's
just
like
$7. Deep sea.
She's not interested in that. You've got to woo her.
There's another new app available.
Did she make any comments when we talked about submarine and about submarine?
I don't think she heard that day.
And you didn't tell her?
You didn't go home and like
I
say.
I suggested, you know, a hot tub.
Hey, the boys
I'll do it
have
again
a new
one.
You'll su- you mean
hey,
you'll
how
suggest
about,
it again
how about
weekend?
A hot tub? Whatever your name is.
Man, you should write for Hallmark. That is romance pouring out of that. Hey, how about a hot tub?
You know, for a wife, you're okay.
You're all right.
I met a lot of guys' wives.
Happy anniversary.
I'm not nearly as miserable as I thought I'd be. Anyway, try it.
For 11 years.
For crying out
loud. You've
been
all right.
Put it on there, man. What's the matter with you?
There's another new app available. The Nude app.
Ooh, sounds good.
Okay.
It searches your phone, scans your phone for photos of your nudies, and stores them in a secret place so anyone going through your phone can't find it.
This opens up a new world.
The only problem there's no problem, but people are like, oh, can I trust this app?
Oh, you know, that we have the pool table that Megan and I have been playing, we're at home and stuff, so I've got this iPad that's got some old pictures of Megan.
Isn't that the one that the contractor saw?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I've left it up. So and Gloria, our maid, came by and she evidently wipes it down, and when you touch the screen it pops up. And when Megan plays pool, sometimes I find dirty old pictures of her. And I just, like, well, just to distract her, I just start, you know, swiping across
this. There's a good one.
Pictures of her in lingerie and stuff like that.
Stop it. Stop it.
And then I put it down. Ah, ha, ha. And we forget. Come back. And then
the
you,
last one
when you pick
there.
It up, it's there. And you're like, oh, no. Did Gloria? She probably saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria's been around how long now?
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, Gloria. The things Gloria's picked up off the floor. We
and
think
she's still there.
We think we clean the bedroom, but that there's some lime lube laying around.
Oh, gross! Yuck!
Again,
the ugly one that looked like Squidward uses a flavored lubricant because he can't get his wife excited.
That's lima.
Yuck! Look, aquí. Mira, mira.
You're the joke. You're the running
mira.
Joke.
Mira, ah, oh, who am I? I smell like cherries. I cannot excite you. He's a lubricant king.
Time magazine just ranked the most influential websites of all time. Some of them are pretty obvious. Number one was
like all the last 20 years.
Google.
Facebook was number 4. Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Number 3. Amazon number 2. YouTube. Craigslist number 6.
Huge. World Star Hip Hop.
7. The Drudge Report 8.
Yeah.
Wow, still.
Well, it used to break some huge stuff. TMZ's got to be climbing that.
eBay, thing. Number 9. Info.cern.ch was number 10.
That's a big one.
That's the first website. A guy named Tim Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web in 1989.
The very first website is not the most influential to all websites.
Huh.
Set a bad example, apparently.
Okay.
Other ones on the list in the top 15 was like the Pirate Bay, WikiLeaks, Pandora, Reddit, Match.com, because it changed the dating scene.
It modernized it.
Yeah.
That's
They're
sure.
giving Match.com the one to the pioneer in that.
Because video dating kind of started that. It was just, pioneering as far as websites go.
Yes.
For sure.
If you're on Snapchat, you know about the dancing hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is now selling the dancing hot dog costume
of
for Halloween.
They are.
It's $80, and it's pretty spot on.
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot. Dancing hot dog is pretty easy to. It's just the hot dog. You actually make it dance. Yeah, it's not any different than the old hot dog costume. It's what you do with it.
More Halloween news. There's a restaurant in L.A. that is serving black chicken. It's Hainanese chicken. It's got black skin.
Okay. It's a COC.
It just looks disturbing as far as you're so used to. Yeah. There's a picture of what the guy just...
It's after it's cooked, it's black, or it's black?
I think it remains black. When,
that looks like chicken to me.
Hold on. It might not be the right one.
Black chicken. Oh, that just comes up. Do not put black cock in your search.
Look at roasted.
That was a terrible idea, Richard. Black cock is not the search we should have done. Chickens, they're different.
Check out the roasted ones over there.
It just looks like raw. It's been... It's a tarred chicken.
That's a COC.
It's tarred and featherless. Yeah, it's a COC. It's a chicken of color. Does it taste like chicken?
I would hope
no.
so.
No.
Oh, it looks like a bat. It looks like you've slaughtered and deep fried a bat.
It tastes like black licorice.
Oh, God. No. The worst flavor of all. Ugh. Anyway, again, black chicken is not the same search as what we just did. Although I'm interested.
Boyden Elementary School in Walpole, Massachusetts has decided not to hold their annual Halloween costume parade this year.
Uh-oh.
They say it's not inclusive of all students.
Oh,
so they're canceling it.
Jehovah's Witnesses
Instead,
ruining that?
They're holding a black and orange spirit day.
Oh, yeah. God. Is it Jehovah's Witnesses? Who's ruining this?
I have no idea.
That's like trunk or treat. How lazy do you got to be to just go to a parking lot?
Well,
We roll through. Yeah.
Pick from people's trunks.
I hate that stuff.
Religious factions. Not only there's plenty of
who are the other ones?
Christian organizations
that won't allow a kid to have
they
Halloween.
They don't like it to be called Halloween. They'll call it a fall festival.
That's stupid. You're an idiot. You're ignoring what's actually happening.
For 1,000 years.
It's Halloween.
Maybe
but
and
the reason why is they festival. Don't want to celebrate the...
Then don't celebrate anything.
Demons.
Then why are you celebrating something that day with a different name?
Because they're holding that celebration for people that would like to have fun.
No. Brady, that's like celebrating Bastille Day because there's no explanation. You can't. It's Halloween. If you don't want to celebrate, don't. Some people are going to. And don't try to change the name and make it cute for your needs. It's not, you don't like it. It's not a new thing just because you say so. It's Halloween.
Or should we take it the other way, John, and say, you know what? Okay, that's their choice. They can do that.
Sure, I'm fine with that.
Just
but
if do the whole, what you want.
If the whole
if
school,
you want to call it Fall Festival, great.
Right, but the whole school bowing down because some Jehovah's Witness doesn't want to participate is not the whole school's fault. It's Halloween. It's Halloween.
Okay.
Period. That's what it is.
But
you changing the name of it doesn't change that it's Halloween. It's like when they do, plus size models. We know what they're saying. It's fat, but you're trying to doll it up. It's the same thing.
Holiday party, no longer
husky
no
children.
Christmas.
No, all that's garbage. It's Christmas. It's Christmas, and if you want to have a holiday party, it's because you're doing it somewhere between Hanukkah and Christmas. That's fine. It's the holidays, and you're celebrating all sorts of stuff. If you want to have a Christmas party, have a Christmas party. It's Christmas. There is such a thing as Christmas. There is such a thing as Hanukkah. I would never complain if this place wanted to have a Hanukkah party for Larry. I would attend it. I'd be happy. It would be fun. I would never get mad that for some reason my weakness in my brain says that if I go to this Hanukkah party, whatever I believe in is going to be mad at me. I can't imagine being that weak-minded ever in my life.
Just like having the Ten Commandments up in a courthouse. If I'm that weak-minded,
whatever.
That I'm
if the government's doing it,
what happened?
If the government's doing it, I'm worried about it. Anything else is fine.
It's the few that
takes
exists.
It
down.
The government can't have Christmas trees. The government because they are for all. That's the only time. But when like a business or a school is like, we won't celebrate Halloween.
That's the stance of public schools.
Please.
I'm not saying it's
screw them.
They have to be for all.
Screw them. One kid ruins it, he has to sit out. I remember that used to happen when this one kid had a bad knee and he couldn't participate in recess. And the option was no recess for anybody or Danny sits outside and colors. And Danny had to color and he was miserable because it was like having a puppy that wasn't allowed to run because Danny's knees were... Danny had that growth. He was like 6'7" in kindergarten. He had the knees that were exploding. And he
Danny,
wasn't,
you don't want to play.
He wasn't allowed to run. He did, though, really bad.
Catcher.
But he couldn't move. It was awful. They broke his bones.
Oh.
And then, like, let him grow together so he could... It was horrible. This kid was a giant. And he had whatever that disease is.
Gigantism?
No, it's just he has that super growth. And in second grade, they had to bust his bones because it's growing faster than his ligaments. So they were pulling it. So his knees hurt all the time. Danny was like, well, he can't participate in recess. Nobody ever said, well, we'll all step out. No, we all said, we're still going to play.
Of course.
We're not going to call it, you know, Danny Festival and everybody colors. We're not interested. I want to play some ball. I'm going to go, I don't know what tetherball is, but I'm going to go try to hang a friend with it. It's annoying when people, and that's my problem with it. They're still technically celebrating Halloween. They just changed the name. It's Halloween.
But
it's fat
again,
versus plus
some.
Size. You're saying the same thing. You're doing the if you're doing the exact same thing as Halloween and you've changed the name, your belief system has not been compromised. You're doing the same thing. We just want to call it that. Well, then don't do anything. We're going to have a costume party. Kids will dress as goblins and ghouls, but we can't call it Halloween because that's going to make then it's the same damn thing. You're not changing anything. It's a fall harvest. Fall harvest, everybody comes dressed in costumes and gets candy.
No, it allows
that's
to
Halloween. Oh, God, no. It's nothing like Halloween.
I wonder at the fall harvest how many come out in, you know, if it's at a church or whatever, and they're in a devil get up. Wonder how often that.
Right. But it's fall harvest, so that's okay because they're lying to themselves.
Just grandstanding for their own cause.
Isn't that technically a pagan deal, the fall harvest? Originally,
sure. But again, if you're
summer solstice,
look, if I put up a tree in my house, and I have decorations and all sorts of stuff, and holly and all that, and presents, and on 25th of December I open everything, and I call it John's special day. You're like you're celebrating Christmas. Oh no, I don't know. It's John's day. Like you're an idiot. You'd think I'm an idiot, right? I'm having a John party, and we'll put up a tree, and everybody will give presents, and I'll open one on the 25th. You'd be like, no, he's just celebrating Christmas. He calls it something else because he's a moron. It's the same thing. Well, I don't believe in Jesus, so I can't. Come on. You're celebrating the same thing. Just call it what it is. I got an email. A guy says, my wife has a Jehovah's Witness in her kindergarten class, and if there's a kid's birthday, he walks out when they sing happy birthday. He can't just sit through it and not participate?
Nope.
Can't he kneel?
Can't be exposed.
Can't you Colin Kaepernick that?
It's like the Amish.
I can understand the struggle. It's such a catchy song.
It is.
I mean, if you get caught singing along.
So let me get this straight. In that religion, if your God who loves you very much catches you celebrating happy birthday for someone else, just being nice in society, you're done.
You're not going to the spaceship.
That's not a good deity. You need to abandon that deity. I love you all unconditionally, unless you start singing happy birthday to each other, and then it's over. I get pretty pissed off at those celebratory moments of someone's birth, anniversaries and such.
How show someone love.
How
for
dare you?
Living another year.
How dare you participate in the anniversary of yet another 12-month success? You sons of bitches. I love you unconditionally, but if I catch any of you singing happy birthday,
you're right out.
You're gone, man. You're going to roast like turds in hell.
Maybe it's the the fact that there's 12 months that have gone by again, and you haven't converted them.
Right.
What?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You're
maybe
dropping the ball.
Maybe it's just a reminder that people still sing happy birthday. Your work is not done.
That's right.
You're basically firing yourself from that person.
And I, as your God, will not rest until that goddamn happy birthday song ceases to exist. We are Jehovah's Witness. Yes, he loves me. He is great. Unless I eat the birthday cake. Shut up. You're all morons.
Eric Kramer Sorry, James Cramer.
Former Vikings quarterback.
Yeah. He bought an erotic whip for $30 at an adult store in Long Beach.
Neurotic?
That's what I heard too. Thank you.
Erotic.
Okay, I heard neurotic.
I heard neurotic.
Yeah, really? Not sure we should do this. My mother's always frowned on these things. Look, we can whip. It's something I think maybe we should consider doing. Let's do this another time. I don't want to whip today. I don't think whipping is a good idea. Look, she's not going to like it. What was that? Does this look infected?
Maybe just a little bit.
I don't think she looks clean. Don't hit her.
Maybe just a small snap.
All right. Touch her. Just touch me onto her, but don't. Let's not go crazy. Neurotic whips. Jewish
be
whip store.
That's in Larry's house.
It's the Larry whip. She's not going to like me. I'm not even going to ask. I mean, yes, I am a whip, but just put me. I can serve so many other purposes. It's an erotic whip, which is just a whip you use sexy.
Right.
There's no difference.
Yeah, there's no special attachments. Well, all right, I take that back.
The specific one he bought is from the British fantasy series, Metal Beaded Flogger, if you're a connoisseur.
Wow.
But the whip never got to do its intended flogging duty.
Uh-oh.
Because later that day, James went back to the adult store, got into an argument with the employees, with one of the employees. Well, actually, no, multiple, and even tried to attack them. So at least two people.
Wow.
They're not sure why he was so upset. He wound up jamming the whip into the breaker box to try to kill the power. But he accidentally went after their neighbor's box. So he took the power out at the O'Reilly Auto Parts instead.
Oops.
Oh.
And there's the lesson to be learned. Never go after your neighbor's box. Thank you.
There's the neurotic whip. Did I
ever tell you about my stupid sister's driving test? It's a good story because she was, my sister was a bimbo in high school, had big blonde hair.
What?
Huge cans. Yeah, I know. I'm still a bimbo now, right? So anyway, stupid sister gets in the driving test and she tells the driving instructor, she's like, all right, I just have to warn you. I'm a bit of an erotic driver. And he says, pardon? He goes, I'm an erotic driver. And the guy's like, whoa, this bimbo's going to start showing me her cans during the driving test. She had no idea the difference between erratic and erotic. So she kept telling the guy, I told you I was an erotic driver. He's just waiting, like, you're passing the test. This is,
yeah,
you can hit nine people.
Won.
When does this eroticism kick in? She got her license. Probably didn't deserve it.
Didn't have to do the.
No, just.
Let's skip this part.
Ran over like nine cones and hit a kid. Walked out with a picture.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is an evil jerk. This guy was caught on a security camera. Mocking and then sucker punching a man with cerebral palsy.
What?
It happened last spring at a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Get out of here.
He was arrested, skipped bail, and then arrested again. He'll be sentenced next month.
Where's the cerebral palsy guy? And he's just in there. That's like
he
where
pulls up in about 30. There he comes.
Oh, so he's a white car. Maybe the palsy guy said something. Okay, palsy's.
No, he just.
Is he in or out?
He just kind of goes in. The guy kind of holds the door for him. Now you'll see the mocking right here.
Oh. Did he have palsy?
Yeah.
The guy going in?
Yeah, the guy going in.
He looked totally normal.
He'll come out. Well, obviously that guy caught on to it.
Yeah, but he's driving a Jeep.
Well, I think
he's got
you can drive.
Any palsy drivers?
Yeah.
I thought they were a little erotic.
Depends on what part of the body it is.
And so Macklemore and his friend are hanging out outside the 7-Eleven waiting for him to come out now?
Yep.
He's got a tiny case of the palsy. It's not a big case.
And he sees him mocking. He's like, what?
This looks set up to me.
That's not set up, my friend.
I don't know. Something about this seems.
Okay, well, the setup didn't work out, John, because he got arrested.
He goes to jail, all right. Yeah. That didn't seem necessary at all.
And he knows he's wrong because he's walking away.
Sure, he left. His friend stayed.
Yeah, his friend comes back. I don't know if it's with another dude.
This reminds me of when I used to pretend to have a disease in the wheelchair, and we would set up fake fights at the Costco. If it ever was on tape, JJ would have to go to jail, and I wouldn't say anything. I don't want people to know I was faking. That's weird. Well, that's an uncomfortable thing to watch. It just seems so strange that would happen.
Comes back for the B shift, comes back. Let's wait for the next guy to get punched.
Just leave.
Wow.
Look, I don't care.
The weirdest thing about it is
coming in is getting punched.
Halsey goes into the convenience store and comes out with nothing.
Could have bought a lottery ticket.
I suppose, yeah, because his
don't
luck.
Carry those
his
out luck, like,
yeah, I know, but his luck has to change. He would have. He's got the palsy, Brady. It's exactly how he'd have come out. It's just strange to me. That's a weird one.
Oh, and the other two people were with him because right. The guy in the yellow came back around.
Huh. That's an uncomfortable video. He doesn't have a very bad case of palsy. He's got the palsy, but it's not terrible. Anyway, that's a horrible video.
Must have gotten worse when he walked in the store, because that's when he...
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an awful person.
The next one.
Thanks for that uplifting mess.
Air Berlin recently declared bankruptcy. The airline's final long-haul flight from Miami to Dusseldorf was on Monday. And it's about to touch down at the airport. The pilot suddenly veers left to go to do a flyby at the terminal. People didn't know it in the terminal. So he does a flyby, but he was cleared by the airport. It's the final flight.
Oh, so he gets a little farewell wave.
But if you were in, you'll see the
It looks
video.
Like a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
So you're just, so this, he's about to land. He's a little high. And he turns it towards the airport. Oh, my God.
200 passengers on board, too.
No. This is terrifying.
What the?
You can't do that.
That is way too close.
And it's so, now, here's from the tower there. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is great. We didn't think to tell everybody down there.
Great.
This is horrifying.
This is a
passenger plane.
No, that's the pilot.
We have to talk about the...
Hold on.
...dass wir zu viele Jahre und bis zuletzt die Treue gehalten haben.
And it's this plane's last flight?
Yes.
So they...
Meine Besatzung, einen herzlichen Dank.
Watch the turn.
Oh, my God. That's just... I would cry so hard in the Centurion Lounge.
Pee a little bit.
Be, thank God they have
standing
a private
the
little
tower
booth
again.
To sit in the Amex Centurion.
Machen Sie's gut.
That would just be awful.
There's the clapping again.
Oh, look at that. Circle.
Office gut.
What is that, Wendy Airlines? That
looks like,
that's
like Wendy.
It's Wendy's on the back of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. May I have your attention for a moment?
We have hijacked this
tomorrow
plane.
Tomorrow, Adeline will shut down its long-haul operation.
All right, so he just tells the... Yeah, then he tells the passengers.
Then he tells them.
Yeah, congratulations, you're on the final flight. Yeah. I'm taking it home.
Wait. He didn't tell the passengers they were going to do that abrupt move towards the building?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Everyone needs to go to jail.
He told the German passengers.
Yeah, this is worse than the guy punching the palsy.
I think it was all in German.
That's terrible.
By the way, do not tell anyone else.
How many times have you and Kirby, when you're at the airport, stand by that window and watch the planes come in? It's great.
Oh,
and then one starts turning
towards you.
Oh, my God. I made my stomach drop just talking about it.
I think about it every time if you're on the 10, and as you're coming in.
When they're coming at you on the 10.
You time it. Like, if that thing was going down, would I be out of the path?
No, you're not. And I always wonder about how much stuff starts flying around. Like, how far do I have to be away?
We need to talk to your guy in the tower and see if we can get that done here.
Yeah, we'll get him. I've been in that tower. That's fantastic. You can watch that. But
that's your one and only thing.
I was on that one plane back from Vegas that time. And the
did it touch and go?
No, we didn't like the approach. And I remember going over Sloan Park thinking, we're too high. Like this, I've done this flight enough to know we're going to have to do some serious throwdown here to get at the runway. And then we got lower and we're down, we're by Tempe Town Lake. I'm like, we're going to have to dive bomb the airport. We're way too high. And then all of a sudden he gets close, but still too high. Runway goes under us and we're still not there. And I'm like, no, we got to push this thing. And it
back
starts
up.
To go up again. And I'm like, and everybody's like, uh-oh, there goes the airport. And you just...
Did a wheel not come down?
Immediately. That's what you think. Yeah. We got a flat. We had to do a flyby. He's not telling us because he's like, look, did the gear come down? Because if not, we don't know how to do this. And that's all you're thinking. There's not one thing going, well, he just is being really diligent about his approach. Nope. You automatically think a terrorist has the plane.
Worst thing.
We have 5 flat tires. We can't land. We're going to need a Ford Tundra to bring us in. We got to land all the tires in the bed of a truck that's going 90 miles an hour. It's horrifying.
We have one more airport video.
This is a good
one.
It's
gone viral.
This is right. This is good stuff.
Our friend Christopher Shane from formerly Whiskey 6.
Yep. Chris has moved on. Now, Chris was our very first, like, they were our very first guys who did Play-Doh that broke. We had winners before, but Chris, like, got an actual opportunity. And Whiskey Six did pretty well. And then they became Christopher Shane. He moved on to this country thing. Cause, and he blames me because I'm like, you need to do rock country music. You don't have it. There's no market for what you're trying to do in rock.
It's a tweener. There's
too many.
And you're doing, yeah. And there's, and you get this country thing where you can kind of be the bad boys of country. So they're doing it. He just spent the last few weeks doing stuff with Matt Sorum. Like, he's got all these big names helping him out.
Yeah, he's
at, so he's at the airport in New Orleans. Our own Christopher Shane and the boys from Christopher Shane.
Southwest Airlines.
Southwest Airlines has a delay. And so the lady's like, who you? And he's like, we're in a band. She goes, you got to entertain the people. This is going viral of our own Christopher Shane.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Christopher Shane Group. That's about the violence of all.
That's pretty cool. Right there at the Nolens Airport.
We kind of don't need a mic.
And by the way, pause it.
Okay.
That's incredibly Chris.
Yes.
To just not take the mic and start going, to have some sort of a thing he's got to mention or start talking about. Just sing the goddamn song, Chris. All right, go.
Yeah, I got to run to keep from that.
There you go. Well done, boys. Christopher Shane. Our own Christopher Shane. We'll claim that. Of course, it was New Orleans, so every bad guy and airport employee immediately beat them up for singing Southern songs with Confederate flags on their shirts. But still, and they deserved it. But, yeah, it's pretty neat. If you want to check it out, we'll put it on our Facebook page. It's our own Christopher Shane. That is the guys from Whiskey 6 that are now Christopher Shane. Starting to make some noise.
Speaking of the Southern experience, when I drove down to Ohio University for homecoming a week ago Saturday.
What?
I went back for my homecoming.
Oh,
it was homecoming weekend.
They were a dance.
That did sound a little weird.
All right.
I'm coming home.
Did you go to, you went to the homecoming?
I went to OU. Oh, boy. And on the way down, driving 33, I was surprised how many, well, I saw four of the Rebel flag light front license plates. And then a couple on the homes flying.
Yeah. It's Ohio, man. It surprises
still
you?
Still alive. See, it they, did.
They
it
took,
did.
They, after you've taken your rose-colored glasses off. It was. They've been there a long time.
Oh,
you know how close you are to Kentucky and West Virginia?
Well,
and stuff?
No.
That's
I
basically
just
what Ohio is.
That Southern Ohio is, yeah.
All of Ohio. It's Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. And you think Ohio's different than all that surrounds it. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. They're just the same. I'm from Indiana. We at least admit it. Rednecks, heroin addicts, meth problem. That's the state's motto. Lawlessness. Ohio, didn't. It doesn't change at that border.
It's but it's outside the cities.
Mm-hmm. So say you. Been to Cincinnati? Come on.
Yeah, I went to Cincinnati
right
on Friday.
And you saw it as a thriving metropolitan
yeah,
area
was
with lovely,
no,
many educated people? No. It's Kentucky.
Very
North.
Urban.
It's very urban and hillbilly. Hillbilly Cincinnati. Right on top of Kentucky. You land in Kentucky, it says, welcome to Cincinnati. They don't even know where they are. It's terrible. You know.
Just
it.
A river.
I know. And they don't even know where they are. Welcome to Kentucky is at the Cincinnati.
I swam across it.
Oh. Well, that's how they bathe. It's a disgusting town of disgusting people. That's why you moved out. There you go, my friends. That is your Brady Report brought to you by Hooters. We got ourselves a little visit from the guys at Camelback Hyundai Kia. We'll talk to Eric out there at 15th Street in Camelback, see how that's going. Going out there having a giant tent sale and giving you all sorts of free stuff, Big Red Night of the Dead tickets in Eric's hand, among other things. We'll find out what he's got next. It's 98 KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.